You may be seated. Well, according to my watch and my own internal clock for worship, I have 2.5 minutes for this sermon. Let's see what we can do. I know there's clapping and everybody's excited about that. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ, our Messiah. Amen. Today is a day we celebrate every year in the church. It is Pentecost Sunday, the day of the giving of the Holy Spirit, the story from Acts chapter 2. Jesus, we hear, tells us today that the Advocate will come, the Spirit will come as after He ascends, and then in that moment the Spirit of Christ will come upon the people of God. And as we come together this day to consider that and to think about that, I am mindful of a phrase that we all say, and you're probably very familiar with it. Have you ever told someone, perhaps if you couldn't join them for a wonderful night out that they were going, or perhaps for a vacation, or you couldn't go with them on a trip or a mission or something like that, and you said, "Well, I'll be with you in spirit." We've all said that. And to say that means that it is born from relationship. You know, these relationships that we have with people that are meaningful to us, with friends or family or church friends, and we say, "I'll be with you in spirit," because we have a shared relationship together. You know, I thought about that a lot when I was first making the very first big move of my life, when I was moving from South Carolina, once I graduated from college and received my first call up to Ohio. And as I was moving up there, I was thinking about all the people who were with me in spirit. My friends, indeed, my mother, my father, my sister, and the woman that I was dating at the time as well, who had broken up with me yet again. Well, at that time, as I was driving up there, there was a song on the radio, and it was by Tim McGraw. I like country music, among many other kinds of music, and Tim McGraw had a song called "Everywhere." And the song is about a couple that had broken up, he to follow his dreams and her to stay in the town they grew up in to follow her own. And the story was about how he had gone to all these places around the globe and around the United States, and how every time that he had been at a new place, he would say that she had been with him on that journey. And at that time in my life, I could certainly relate. And the refrain of the song goes like this: "Ever since you said goodbye, I've been out there on the wind. And baby, you would be surprised all the places you have been. I've seen you in Albuquerque waiting out a blizzard, and Arizona dancing across the desert, watching the sunset in Monterey. And girl, I swear, just the other day you were down in Georgia picking them peaches, in Carolina, barefoot on the beaches. No matter where you choose to be, in my heart I'll always see you everywhere." As you can tell, Pat was right. I have no future in that, and I am certainly no threat to make the latter stages of American Idol. Maybe that first clip of the first part of the season where they make fun of people. I could certainly make that one. Well, I'm blessed to say that the woman who inspired me to think about that song, who broke up with me then, celebrated 15 years of marriage with me last weekend as we were celebrating at the Romantic Senate Assembly in Roanoke. And like I like to say, you know, "Hey, guess what, honey? That fight we had back then that you broke up with me, I won." I won 15 years of marriage. So, and I think she would agree that me singing once every 15 years is enough. So, publicly. So anyway, I think that we all can relate, can't we, to the scenario of that song. You know, perhaps it was for the young kids out there the first time you went to camp. the first time you were overnight away from your parents. Or perhaps for the parents, it was that first time that you let your child spend the night with someone else, so you had a night away from them for the first time. For all of our college students, it was that first time that you went away from home to be in a new place. Or for parents, when you took that first job and you moved away from home. Or perhaps as we've been celebrating last weekend over Memorial Day weekend, and just this past week as we remember the storming of the beach of Normandy, those men and women who went away to war for the first time or several times. You know, you when you do all of those things, you are taking people with you in spirit. The people, those relationships that mean something to you, they come with you in spirit as you remember them, as you think of those memories, and as indeed you sense them with you there. Well, as Jesus gathers with his disciples on the night before he is to go to his passion, the night before he goes to the cross, he shares with them this same primacy of relationship. He tells them that his Spirit, the Spirit of God, will come upon them and be with them in their lives together, so that their relationship with him will never end. In fact, he says something pretty powerful. He says, when he says that the Spirit of God will come upon them, he says, "I give to you not as the world gives." And I think that's pretty important, because so much of our world that it gives us is indeed false. Perhaps false assurances of security and well-being. You see, the assurances of wealth do not keep us away from the tragedies of disease. The assurances of popularity or status or achievement or any kind of other type of security cannot keep us away from those things that can break our heart and cause fractured relationships and cause pain. We can put up walls on our borders. We can build more prisons. You can cling to your own political ideology. But none of those can ever give you the kind of security that only God can give. You know, as I was sharing with Brian Jaster this week, as we were talking about the lessons, I was lamenting to him that, you know, no matter how hard I want to take care of my family, no matter how much I want to secure them and keep them safe, no matter how much I want to love them the best that I can, no matter when I do that to the very best that Dave Young can do, I can never do it to the level that God can. I can never do that. And so the only true, the best security and the best assurance of blessing and hope and promise and new life for my wife and for my children and for the congregation that I love so much is Jesus. And that's the way it is for each of you in your relationships as well. You know, earlier in the chapter 14 of John, where we get our lesson for today, Jesus says these words, which are awesome. He says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places." There are many places, I like to think, that we go on our journeys. "And if it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you?" And then here, listen to these words. "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also." Jesus is saying that if I go prepare a place for you, and he has already, he has. And we're not talking just simply about heaven, we're talking about now. Jesus has prepared a place for each of us now in our lives. A place where we meet him, where we feel that incredible grace of God. And Jesus even says here that it's not up to us to find it. Then he says, "And if I prepare a place for you," which he has, "I will come to you. And I will bring you to me, so that where I am, there you may be also." Friends, that means that we can't get away from the grace and love and mercy and forgiveness of God. No matter how hard we may try, how much we may think we have, we can't. Jesus will not let us. A little bit later, Jackson, here in a few minutes, Jackson's going to be baptized, and he's going to hear these words. He's going to be baptized with water, but then he's going to hear these words. Jackson, child of God, you've been sealed with the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Sealed with the Spirit. I do not give as the world gives, Jesus says. I have sealed you, Jackson, with that Holy Spirit that you are mine forever. And that's pretty powerful because in our lives, we are going to have broken hearts. We are going to have tragedy. We're going to have suffering. We're going to fail. We are going to have fractured and broken relationships. We're going to have all of that. Yet our God is the one who comes near and who promises healing for our diseases, who promises us restoration for our broken relationships, the one who offers us forgiveness amidst our failure, the one who offers us hope in the midst of disease and pain and suffering, and the one who looks out at every single one of you and says that I have made a place for you and I call you my own child of God, sealed with my Holy Spirit. A Holy Spirit us that teaches us the truth. That our Lord always remembers you in spirit. And that means that no matter where you choose to be, in God's heart, God will be with you forever.